dial your password and press pound. You have 1 new message and 4 saved messages. To review, press 1. First new message sent today at 12 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of four philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Hello? I'm calling about the plumbing that you had to advertise in the paper. No, just a small leak. Very small leak.
Hello, this is the Bay Area representative, and right now we are in crisis. Yes, we are in crisis. The owner of this mailbox system, the people who own these numbers on which you listen to entertaining messages, find me repulsive, disgusting. They want me off. Well, I'm going to comply. This number will be terminated, because I'll tell you what, I don't want to be where I'm not wanted. You know what I'm saying? I find the whole thing repulsive, repugnant, and disgusting. We will be leaving the system, and we will be resurrected on a new system, another system, which will be announced, because we're going to fight back. You remember last year when we had the Cat Stevens record burning? Well, that turned out to be quite a success, and what we're going to do right now, we ask you to immediately grab the nearest Metro newspaper, cut out the ad for AVRs, cut out the ad and save it. We will have a public burning of ads for AVR from the Metro in a couple of weeks, and please stay tuned, because we're going to show our dissatisfaction with their disgusting service. And I don't care who hears this, it doesn't matter to me.
Hello, this is Ronald Redball, and yes, we've developed a new technique here. It's speech compression. What we do is we speed up and compress all the gross, horrible, disgusting ideas we have come up with, all the sounds, noises, thoughts, and speech, and speed them by. Hello, this is Ronald Redball, and yes, we've developed a new technique here. It's speech compression. What we do is we speed up and compress all the gross, horrible. Hello, this is Ronald Redball, and yes, we've developed a new technique here. It's speech compression. What we do is we speed up and compress all the gross, horrible, disgusting ideas we have come up with, all the sounds, noises, thoughts, and speech, and speed them by, and jam them into your brain through the telephone. So quickly, you don't have time to resist or hang up, and we can this way totally take control of your brain cells. Now, we have complete control of your life. Soon, you will not be able to resist going along with every idea and thought I come up with. Soon, you will be under my power and ready to do my bidding. But until then, have a nice day, and thank you for calling with our new speech control system. This has been Ronald Redball, copyright by Ronald Redball. I'm famous, you're not. Keep calling back here at 8103.
End of message. Erase.
You may start your message now.
Oh, God, here it comes.
I love voicemail.
I love voicemail.
Voicemail.
192-6-7-0. Mailbox. Community mailbox world.
You're not doing something interesting. I think it's time you'd be inducted into the voicemail hall of fame.
Voicemail.
You can do going for it.
You have 192-6-7-0.
I noticed we're the only ones up at this time of day.
Can't help but count
his arm. He didn't call back. Goddammit, he didn't call back. I was waiting for some more stuff. Never made it. Oh, well. All right, I can live with it. Hey, anyway.
Nobody left your line. Only 7-4, but at least after it's
done, the big man. Please enter your passcode.
Our moments together.
Wednesday, 6:56 p.m.
It's kind of weird on the 3540 system. Now they have all the boxes set up. It's a good thing I got about 10 of them on that system now, because now they request that you enter a 10-digit passcode and nothing in between. It must be 10 digits. Also, it's kind of interesting, there is something different, too, with the receipts on the distribution list on the new software. Then, when it tells you who has played your message on the list, it tells you when they played it. It says, these users have played your message. Then it gives the name, and then she says on, and then the date and time that they played the message. Each user, you know, each recipient, it tells exactly what time they played the message. So now, yeah, like I said, I've got about 10 boxes on that system, but I went ahead and changed to a 10-digit passcode, so it's kind of unbelievable that they did that, because you cannot let her enter anything less than 10 digits. So anyway, that's it for now, and I'll be talking to you. Damn it.
End of message.
This is the final show here on KOME, and listen, if there's anybody that I might have hurt here over the years, I'd just like to apologize now. I realize that I dished out a lot of insults, and I was just kidding, really. I'm sorry.
Beyond me.
Well, yeah, right. He's sorry. Now he's apologizing, man. Dig it. This is Dennis. He wrecked this last night, and he's been kicked off the air, or so he says, and it doesn't take an idiot to realize, you know, why he's getting kicked off the air. Basically, probably more than anything, the on-the-air phone calls from his audience who scream four-letter epitaphs into the phone. But anyways, you wouldn't think that Dennis would spend his four-hour shift here. He's got one more hour to go, and for the last 3 hours, he's been just complete self-pity. Complete self-pity. You know, and he's going to great lengths to make sure everyone's aware that Dennis is feeling sorry for himself. I mean, you know, if he's really depressed, you'd think that he could turn that into maybe an anger and thereby, you know, defy the rules, you know, play whole sides, play whole albums, don't break away from the playlist for the night, you know, and play whole album sides and all kinds of crazy shit, you know, until they get the police to come and pull him out of there or something. But, I mean, so Dig, what I'm trying to say here is, if he expects to get future gigs, well, this is a totally unprofessional way to act on the radio, and I say it's just sitting on the fence. I mean, if you're going to be unprofessional like he's being unprofessional now, wallowing in self-pity on the air, if he's going to be that way, why not go that extra little step further and have fun and break the rules all the way, you know? But no, he's not doing that. This will continue on the other 7771 number, because we're going to try to record as much of this as we can of him wallowing in self-pity, because we don't have a workable tape recorder at the moment.
The distribution system will be terminated due to certain individuals who left really bogus and dumb messages, and I will name them, such as Metallurgy and, yes, even Pretty One and her friends. You may even consider this a boring, stupid comment, but then again, oh well. It's one of the last, and by Wednesday or Thursday, there will be no more distribution capabilities. So I just wanted to thank all those individuals who totally screwed up everything for everyone who was really cool about it and messed things up and made things really obnoxious and stupid, and I think you should all be taken out and killed really slowly with very sharp razor blades. You know, all you got to do is be cool and not send around these dumb chain messages and on these stupid comments about going, hey, I blah, 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 blah. You know, stupid little things like you guys were doing, and sending back messages. You know, if I sent you a message, you'd send it back to me with comments. Well, oh, gee, this is cool. You know, and Metallurgy's been sending me these pointless, dumb messages for over a week or two now, distribution-wise, and they're really stupid, and now I understand why Jim is taking away the distribution, and I guess I agree with him, even though I don't want to lose it. You know, you've been stupid, and you know who you are, and I'm not ragging on the people who are cool about it, you know, just the idiots, and they know who they are, who use a distribution list like crazy, insanely crazy. You need to be killed, and I really hope you are soon, and goodbye, and fuck you.
End of message. Monday, 3:34 p.m. from
Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
This sucks. This really sucks. I think we should ask Jim to give us 20 message capability like we have now if he wants to take the distribution away. And it means that, hey, can you just leave the 20 message thing, because that's really useful.
You've reached Flight 103 once again. And today we're taking time out to answer a question a lot of you newer people have or haven't met us, and that is, what does a famous mailbox people look like? Well, I guess we can tell you that a lot of people have met us, so they know. So it's okay to go ahead and say that, well, I, Ronald Redball, am very slight of build, very scrawny, no meat, no muscle on me at all. I'm a vegetarian, eat only vegetables, I have light hair, very light colored hair, my eyebrows, you can hardly see them, they're very light, very slender. Mr. 115 is very tall, like about 6'2", short, close-cropped hair. He wears mostly, you know, military-type, pseudo-military clothes, camouflage, sometimes a leather jacket, when he goes out brawling. Then there's Sledgehammer. Sledgehammer's the short one. Sorry, Sledge, you know, I hate to give this away, but I mean, people know already. Sledge wears, like, surfer shirts and surfer shorts, and again, it's pretty short hair. Then there's the Bay Area representative, and it's strange. The Bay Area representative looks just like George Bush. Kind of funny, isn't it?
Well, so much for the War Powers Act. George Bush came out today and pretty much thumbed his nose at it, saying he's not going to bother consulting Congress if there's any problem. He waited till he had all his troops built up over there and Congress adjourned, and then he'll probably, if he can, he'll wait till after the elections so that it doesn't affect anything, and then boom, you have a pretty much guaranteed, unless there's some miracle solution, which they probably doesn't want because there's a lot of problems, and his approval rating is down to 48%. And so you can pretty much be guaranteed that the dude is going to start shit, pardon my language, after the election. I mean, it's almost, it's so cold and calculating, and I don't know, it's very cold, very planned out, very plotted. It's really hard to get any fiery enthusiasm or really get behind him because it's so evil. Now, once we, all these people we stuck over there, once the first few hundred or thousand get hurt and killed, then of course our outrage and indignation of these young people like me, getting killed, will then the origins and shit will all get forgotten all in, you know, up in the war frenzy, or at least that's the hope. And I just think it would pay for some of us to remember, you know, a month down the line, remember that this didn't have to be, and a lot of this is totally ridiculous and unnecessary. Yeah, he should get out of Kuwait. Yes, this and that. Yeah, oil and all that shit. But why is the price of oil so high now when there's actually no less available than there was before? I don't understand that. I mean, once a war starts, fine, then you can jack up the prices because of that lack of availability. But just on speculation and on fear, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to question things like that. I just thought I'd make this little announcement for posterity because, well, I'm not saying anything you don't know. I just feel it's extremely icky. We have a very icky man in charge.
End of message.
We're also hearing that there's been an identification of a body that was found in the Marin County area. We do not have that
Let's go to Noel in Oakland. You're on KGO to Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm fine. I'm so glad you got to me, man. I was about to go to sleep.
Oh, don't do that.
But no, I used to do they told me to sit down any other way.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to duck it.
Ah.
I used to work two nights a week, which was, if I liked the money,
mm-hmm.
The reason I would love to be at home with my wife and my family, we was making money. I mean, I'm talking about totes.
Yes, surely.
And entertain. But I, you know, it's an economical crisis.
Mm-hmm.
From 11 o'clock, I didn't do anything. And your night was my night. My problem is, you know, I'm a bartender. So they moved me, so they told me to take a half an hour. I left that spot.
Yes.
And,
yep.
They do their buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we,
yep.
I can't argue about that salary at all. Didn't do nothing.
Yeah,
okay,
well.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about totes.
Yes.
And that's my gripe.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening, I don't know what's happening with Local 2,
Well, I tell you, you do raise a very, very interesting point.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, surely.
Thank you.
In all areas of our society, too. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you. There's a line open in San Francisco to 441-TALK, and Steve in San Jose, you're on KJO and Trey Taliaferro. Good morning.
Hi, I'm not going to be in today.
Oh, were you coming in?
Well, I mean, Resmex.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant in here, and I went, am I missing something?
Right, but my friend's cut his hand. I got to rush him over to Kaiser.
Okay, let me give them a call right away.
Okay.
Are you going to be back tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
but I just know the day's going to be shot, being waiting at Kaiser and everything.
All right, I'll call him, Steve.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
KOM.
Hi. Dennis.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm afraid not so well tonight, man.
Wow, that's a real bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least you're alive, right? I mean, the way it was acting, like I thought you were dead. I mean, it was like everybody. I thought you were six foot under.
Well, no, I'm not gonna kill myself. But,
oh, well, that's good news.
No. Okay. Well, thanks.
But
okay.
Hang in there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's sorry. What kind of fucking shit is that? What a fucking pussy, huh?
Hey, let me know about these box wars, man. I'm tired of this neutrality bullshit. I'm right in the thick of it. You understand that, man? I'm right in the thick of it. You bet the Bay Area representative is going to just forget all this neutrality. And no more Mr. Nice Guy, and man, you bet I can sling mud as good as the next politician, so let's get into these box wars. Hell yes.
S&W, the best all the time.
Cellulite or cellulite, by any name, most folks who have it wish they didn't, and we're going to talk about new developments and how to get rid of it with Dr. Alan Gaynor very shortly. In the meantime, I want to get another caller or two on the line, on the air here and now before we move on to other matters.
Just South Africa. That's a whole nother story.
No, I wasn't talking about South Africa.
The entire continent. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about control.
Introducing the most advanced terminal ever developed in Silicon Valley. State of the art. User friendly.
Anyways, I don't need my phone anymore. No, I'm out! I fucking hate you. I mean, you could try to figure out some way of doing something, you know, so we could communicate. I mean, goddamn fucking hell, we could just talk, you know? We could just talk.
Certain times.
I mean, what? 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 I mean, what?
Degradation. This man admitted that he was an alcoholic. Does it surprise you to learn that
the alcoholic hates liquor? Oh, yes, he does. He hates liquor. But guess what? He hates life even more. The never-ending pressures building up inside to a fevered pitch as this cruel, jaded, vicious world twists and turns its way around him. Never-ending turmoil and grief and strife. The alcoholic does not know how to cope with life. Just remember this. Alcohol will never drown your troubles. It will only irrigate them a little bit. This has been Words of Wisdom, Sage Advice from the Bay Area Representative. And thanks for calling.
End of message.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 12 of Midnight Voice Jail, entitled 86th. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and Angel D. Monique, compiled and edited by Phineas Narco, with material provided by Ronald Redball, Alexander T. Newport, and Angel D. Monique. Listen to us on the web at listen.to/voicejail. Thanks to the National Cynical Network and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.